This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The Keys already had an affordable housing problem before Hurricane Irma. Then that storm destroyed thousands of homes and is already driving up rents. So some government agencies in the Keys are looking at going into the landlord business. Graham McDonald works as a detention deputy at the Monroe County Jail in Key West. He lives in Miramar in Broward County. That's a 167-mile commute each way.
My mom and my brother think I'm insane. They think, I don't know how you drive 3 hours. I'm like, you know what? It's not that bad.
McDonald doesn't make that drive from Broward to the Keys every day. He stays in a bunk room at the jail between shifts. It's a former storage area fitted out with metal bunks. No windows. There's a small room with a TV and a microwave. He says of course he'd rather live in the Keys, closer to work.
Even if you find a cheap place, that is not even a cheap place.
Rent near the jail where McDonald works can run more than $2,000 for a one-bedroom apartment. He's been with the sheriff's office for 7 years, and he's committed to staying there. When people do leave the job, Monroe County Sheriff Rick Ramsey asks them why.
They almost always say the same thing, cost of living, cost of living, cost of living.
The housing market in the Keys is governed by the laws of supply and demand. The supply is limited by strict rules about building and the simple facts of Keys geography. It's a chain of small islands. There just isn't that much land. And demand is high. People who live and work in the Keys are competing with people willing to spend thousands to rent a house or a condo for vacation. Ramsey says since Hurricane Irma, some of his employees have seen their rents go way up because the supply is even more limited now.
We had a few of our officers who said, that's it. I can't afford it. That's my entire paycheck.
So now some government agencies in the Keys, like the sheriff's office, are talking about a new approach, providing housing for at least some of their workforce. Ramsey wants to build on county-owned land next to the jail. And the sheriff's office isn't the only agency looking at becoming a landlord for its employees.
We have the means to take care of our own problem.
Andy Griffiths has been on the Monroe County School Board for 25 years. And when he says the district has the means, he's talking about land the school district already owns. A couple weeks ago, Griffiths proposed the district build 20 homes on 2 acres it owns next to Sugarloaf School. That's in the Lower Keys, the area hardest hit by Irma. And he says if that project goes forward, it could pave the way for more housing on Trumbo Road in downtown Key West. That's where the school district has its headquarters. In the city, you could build higher density, and the people who live there might not even need a car.
Half of our enrollment lives within 5 miles of the Trumbo property.
Rebecca Keenum is the guidance counselor at Poinciana Elementary School in Key West. She serves on the school's leadership team, which means she helps interview job candidates. This year, they had 10 openings for teachers out of a total of 65, and that was before Hurricane Irma.
If you want to attract good people and you want to keep good people, then that basic need, housing is a basic need, has got to be addressed.
Compared to other school districts in Florida, Monroe County pays its teachers well. The average teacher salary is more than $56,000. But when housing costs are so high, that salary gets eaten up quickly. Keenum points to the military locally as an example of a public agency providing housing for its workforce. And she once taught on a Navajo reservation, where housing came with the job.
You're either going to have to increase those salaries some more, or you're going to have to actually provide the brick and mortar.
Andy Griffiths from the school board says 20 homes at Sugarloaf would be a small project, but he thinks it would make a difference.
Yes, I think that would move the needle on our particular need.
And more importantly, he says, it would set a precedent for public agencies to start building housing on their own land so their employees can afford to live in the communities where they work. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.